Blog Talk Radio.
So that I may worship thee. Go ahead and worship. Create in me a clean heart and purify me.
Everything that she touches and everyone that she speaks to, oh God, be
holy, oh God. Father, we bind up every vain imagination. Anything that would extreme itself against you, God. Everything that the enemy thought he brought into this place, oh God, we cast it down to the prince of hell from which you came, oh God. We stand for everything that is righteous and that is holy, oh God. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to be with us as we continue to worship you. This in all things I ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Listen to me, son. Sometimes we get picked on. We get picked on. I need you to remember when you come into the presence of God. You come into, watch me. See, when you're not looking at me, it tells me you're not listening to me. I'll shut down this whole service just for you. And I want you to get this. When you come into the house of God, you come into the house of God with worship. Do you understand me? It's not your first journey with me. Amen? Amen? Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. No. Acknowledge me. Thank you. So when you come here, you need to be an example to your younger siblings because they're watching what you do. So whatever you do, that's what they're going to do. Amen? Amen. I appreciate that. Thank you for your respect. Amen? So I need you young people to understand that when it comes down to the things of God, if you don't respect nothing else, you respect the house of God. Amen? If I catch you falling asleep, I'm going to have somebody pinch you and pull on you. I don't want to see no cell phones, no iPods, no recording devices, no nothing. All I want to see is your eyes and your ears at attention for the word of God. Don't think because I'm up here I can't see you or I don't know you. I see you. And Mr. McCray, no visits to the back. You got me? This word is serious, and God is serious about his people. And as soon as hell gets a hold of you, the first thing you utter is, oh, my God. Even little children say, oh, my God. Whether they understand what they're saying or not, they utter those words. Why? Because as parents, they hear us. So we need to be the example to our children. Amen? Parents, you see them slacking? Get on them. I don't care if we're in the house of God. The Bible says that if you don't chastise them, amen, there'll be a hardened chastisement. It also reminds me, the word says that if you spoil the child, spare the rod and spoil the child, he's a rotten individual. So either you handle them or you let the system handle them. We don't want the system raising our children. Amen? On with the word of God. In St. John, the 10th chapter, I'm going to start from the very first verse because I want this to get into your spirit, man, as it has did for me. I need you to remember that we are all first partakers. Those that deliver the word are the first partakers of his word. Amen? Most assuredly, I say to you, he who has not entered into the sheepfold by the door, but climbed up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters into the door of the sheep, the shepherd of the sheep, to him the doorkeeper opens. Amen? That means that if you're not paying attention, you know, you don't belong, you're going to sneak in. Anybody ever sneak in something like, come on, you've never been to the movies. I know you've been to the movies with me. We done snuck into a few places. Hey, confession is good for the soul. Amen? To him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. For them, they know his voice. Yet, they will be no means to follow a stranger, but will flee from him. for they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus used this point to illustrate, but they did not understand the things in which he spoke to them. So in other words, if Pastor McCray says some things to you, you will simply understand what the under shepherd is saying to you because you recognize a voice. Amen? But if a stranger begins to call out to you or direct you into another way, you would not follow that path. Why? Because you are unfamiliar with this individual. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said to them again, most I assure thee that I say to you that I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Amen. I am the door, and if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. So you mean to tell me just following Christ, there is a good place for me to be? Amen. Pasture is something that's green and it's grazed and it's filled with living fruit and living water. There are things that will nourish your body. This is a pasture. Amen? But now for those that you begin to follow that have this strange voice or this strange attitude, I need you to understand, what was the statement you made to me that they have the intent of godly form, but they don't have God on the inside? Am I right about it? So some people will stand before you and pretend to be something that they are not just to get your attention so that you can follow them. And then those are the individuals that the word says that you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. Now, if they're not bearing any good fruit or they're not doing any good things or they're not speaking any good things, then you know who they are. Amen? My God of Zion. It said that the thieves do not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So what Christ is saying at this point is, if you follow me, if you give your all to me, then there is life for you. Not only is there just life for you to breathe, but there is life for you to breathe eternally. Somebody didn't get that. Amen? Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. We're still listening to Christ. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, meaning a dog, a wolf, an unclean thing, amen, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because they are howling and they does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. We're still listening to Christ. I knew my sheep and I know of my own. So that says that God knows who you are. He knows who has his spirit. He knows you by the fruit that you bear. Amen? As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And lay down my life for the sheep. I'm reminded every time I walk into the sanctuary, I see the three crosses on the wall. Amen? And it reminds me that Christ shed his blood just for me, amen? He said his word right here in John that he'll give his own life just for the sheep, amen? Oh, and the other sheep then was I not of my fold, they are also that I must bring. So even those that don't even believe in him, he got to sacrifice himself for them, amen? Some people say, well, you know what? They know the word of God. They know Christ, but are you willing to sacrifice yourself? Are you willing to give up some things just so that they may be saved? Hallelujah. Your word is rich, Lord. My God. He said that he must bring them, and they will hear my voice, and they will not be one flock. Amen? There will be one flock, and there will be one shepherd. Amen? So then there is a commandment. Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me. In other words, he gave his life freely. we said that the Jews killed God, but he allowed himself, amen? He allowed himself to be taken, to be prosecuted, to be given up as a sacrifice for us. Don't you know that this was the most powerful man that walked the earth? They could not have killed him or taken his life except he allowed himself to be taken. Amen? But his word says that, my God, I command that I have received of my Father, therefore, there are divisions amongst the Jews because of these things. And many of them said that he has a demon and is mad. He, amen, why do we listen to him? And others said that these are not words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open eyes of the blind? God bless you, baby. No, he cannot. Amen? Now, here it is, taking back some things and listening to what the scripture says. Falling down into verse 10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. And I came that they might have life and they may not have it more abundantly, Christ said. Watch this. Let's take back your billions, America. Huh? Anybody familiar with that old saying? It's an outlaw. Anybody ready to take back their billions? What are your billions? Your blessings. Has the enemy or even yourself allowed your blessings to be destroyed? Everybody in this place came from some form of parenting. Amen? As your mama ever said to you, you know what? Because you did this, you ain't going to get that. Because you didn't clean up, or you didn't act right, or you didn't do what I say, or you talk back, you ain't going nowhere. Uh-oh. I used to shut mine down at the dope. But I cleaned up. It don't matter. You ain't cleaned up when I told you to clean up. It's time for us to take back what the enemy has crept in and taken away from us. Tell your neighbor, take your billions back. Amen? Hallelujah. I giggled and I laughed when I was in my studies last night. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Sister Clayton who called me and I laughed. I said, I hear this. This is really funny to me. Or was it you, Deacon Hall? But I giggled and I said, I got something for it tomorrow. Take your billions back, America. We have allowed our blessings to be depleted and watered down because we have allowed America or certain forms of demonic influences to set us up. What do you mean by that, preacher? We're not going to focus on the natural things today, but in the spirit realm. Amen? A kind of stealing is going on in many lives, and Satan is in the business of ripping things off that don't belong to him. Somebody says your life is not your own. Amen? To you, I belong, and I give myself away. Amen? So everything that you are doing, you're doing it unto God, especially if you say you have the Spirit of God. But why are you allowing the enemy to rip you off or allow your environment to be tainted by the things of the enemy? Sometimes we get into a mindset that's to say, well, I didn't do it. But if you in the part of, if you in the midst of, and you didn't stand up for what was right and what was holy, you might as well have to put your hand to the plow. Time for us to stand up for what's right. Amen? Somebody pass that baby a tissue so you can spit your gum out. Jesus said in St. John, said the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy, and my purpose is to give life in all of its fullness. Satan doesn't need your car. He doesn't need your house, your money. But he is interested in stealing your spiritual treasures. Things that have value with God and are eternal significance. God doesn't need you. He desires you. He created you for his own. Amen? But spiritually, if the enemy can attack your spirit man, if he can take away the things that you're dealing with spiritually, then the enemy got a hold of you. How can the enemy take my joy if I'm a part of God's kingdom? He can take your joy by you allowing him to come in. The things that we do, the things that we say, how we manipulate, how we orchestrate our lives, how we deal with one another, how we talk to family, how we treat each other. Everybody ain't saved. And everybody don't raise holy hands. Amen? Anybody follow me today? So therefore, if we allow those that are not living righteous to dictate how we behave or what we say or what we think, then we just turned our lives over to the enemy. I may not have any agreements in here today, but I believe I have your attention. Amen. For example, our purpose for living. Because there is no reason for life, people turn to drugs and alcohol and meaningless relationships and career achievements and pleasures or something or another thing or whatever you call it to fill this void. People have sexual relationships and they get involved with people. They mean, I need you to picture this. If I was standing here and I had a split down the middle of me and I opened myself up, and all you saw were faces. I need you to understand, even sexually, we have a soul tie to individuals. This is why sex is only designed for the married couple. Why? Because sex is a soul tie. And when you begin to tie yourself up with other individuals, you got so many forces going on the inside. Picture me standing here with my flesh wide open. And all you see is many faces. It's because they have a soul tie. Amen? And whatever spiritual thing that they got going on in their lives, I just brought it on to me. Anybody following me today? Spiritual things. Principalities. Wickedness in high places. My God of Zion. God has made man to find fulfillment in him. And his awareness has been stolen from at least 3 to 4 zillion people. Can't nobody steal nothing from God? Yes, they can. If they got your attention and it's not pleasing to God, they just got you. Because God has blessed us with what we call free will. Wake the baby up. Get him up. Because God has blessed us in what we call free will, we have the option of choosing this great and majestic God and or this demonic, this stinking force. We have an option. We have an option. Bible tells me, choose you this day and whom you will serve. Amen? So we have an option. He doesn't force himself. The enemy forces himself. God is this, I've always gave you this example that I can imagine that he's this dapper gentleman standing there with a bow tie and a tuxedo waiting to serve and bless you with whatever it is you need. But the enemy with his pants hanging low with his ghetto sag and, you know, thugged out, ready to rape you and do whatever he wants to you and take everything that he can take from you. But how many of you know if you just speak Jesus into his life? The Bible says that when God is on the scene, the enemy will do what? He will flee. He will either have to accept and conform, which I doubt very seriously, or he has to get out your way. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Even those who are Christians, amen, the devil has a strategy for thieving and taking your life. I think as believers, you have a bigger fight because you can't decipher what is good and what is bad. Sometimes we just got to do what God says, do shut your mouth, pray, and let God work it out. Because you can't fight the battles by yourself. Anytime we get involved in doing what God is supposed to do, we allow manipulation and strategic crossfire to come in way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The loss of our first love for Jesus. Amen? Yes, we still love the Lord and we still come to church. But what happened to all of this energy, all of this passion? There's a few in here that have lost the zeal. Before they used to cry, holy, holy, now you just see them walking, move ahead. What happened to the love of God? What happened to this excitement? Anything that is fresh and new, we get excited about it. See a brand new baby, everybody ready to go buy gifts and salute and parade and encourage the mother and the father, amen? Prayerfully, there is a mother and father. But we want to do these things, amen? We throw baby showers. Why? Because it's a brand new life and we want to celebrate it, amen? But what happens when you get the brand new forgiveness in God, a brand new restoration, a renewed mind in God, and you still lose your zeal? What happened, church? I'm preaching today. Do what you got to do, Holy Spirit. Our zeal and our intensity has already evaporated. Satan steals the highest emerald, amen, and we get ripped off. And some might say that, well, I got saved and I was like this energetic teenager, but all of a sudden I became an adult. So what you trying to say, grown people ain't happy? They ain't got no energy? My grandmother turned 75 years old today, and I pray I have half the strength she had at her age because I can be like over me. So can you imagine if she decided that she was just going to lay down on God? I had to catch her. Oh, I hope I woke up in time. She was on hope to church at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they don't finish until 2-something in the afternoon. Hello. We get so excited when we first turn our lives over to God. If the pastor appoints you a position, you get all excited about that position. You want to work, you want to do. But some kind of way the enemy crept in. Oh, that's all you got to do, so what you do ain't that important. So guess what? You can get slowful, you start dragging. What you appointed to do doesn't mean much to you. Why? Because the enemy, some kind of way, has sat there at the crossfire with you and told you you ain't nobody in God. It's just something the people want you to do. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. We have obedience in IPC, amen? IPC? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, and all of us have had that veil removed so that we can mirror that brightly reflection of the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord worketh within us, we become more and more like him and reflect his glory even more. So as I'm looking across this room, all I see is God. Why? Because I believe that God is dwelling on the inside. I even believe that you are asking God to allow your desires to be faded away and his desire for your life to become your own. Amen? Ah, glory to God. Speak, Holy Spirit. Anybody desire to be more like God? Yeah. Hallelujah. But our environment, amen, that we either groom ourselves in, that we either live in, or the people that are even around us just don't want you to discern the Lord. Well, that's my friend, but they came over with a joint. So, you know, that's what we usually do because that's how we get down. I had to puff up fast. I didn't want them to look at me too afflicted and funny, amen? But, child, I really love myself some him, and when he came over, my body just cringed. Boy, man, I can't do you today because I saw this little honey. I got the holler. I'm talking to some real folk, okay, man? Real situations, real problems. Puff up past 9 o'clock today. I thank God I'm going to be pleased. I don't want to do anything that's going to offend God because I got this thing called the Holy Spirit and he is dwelling within me and I don't want to offend him, amen? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you puff up past and I'm going to go the other way. Yeah, you look real good to me right now, bro. But unless you know you're ready to make me a missus or anything like that, or that's not really in your future, let me just go out the label. I'm good. Is this man that makes love to me, the lover of my soul, Jesus Christ? He do things you can't even do. I'm talking about a climax you can never reach. Come on, somebody. See, we have to learn how to speak to these situations. We have to understand that you have power. To say that you house the Spirit of God gives you power. Tell your neighbor, I got power. Hallelujah. My God. Now watch this. There is no end to the power he wants to exhibit in our lives. The Bible has no retirement plan, and God keeps his people on fire for him. My God, he keeps us sharp, he keeps us intense. Now, we need to be honest and admit that about all these things that really has happened to our lives and how we have actually been ripped off. People really, even grown men, really don't want to face the fact and say, you know what, I've been raped. I've been ripped off. He really came in. Watch this. I really let him in. I let him walk right in the front door with all these suitcases and everything he can possibly bring, and I let him pack my whole house up and move me out of the will of God. I let him. Men don't want to admit that. Anybody in here? Let the enemy come in? Have you really opened the door? Let's be honest. We have really allowed the enemy to come in. See, he can't come in unless you bring him. Uh-oh. You mean to tell me I bought him? I didn't bring him in my own house. Yes, you did. When you get out of the will of God and you get out of the way from God, it's only two, either or, one or the other. There's no in-between. There's no gray area. Well, I'm trying to get there. You know, God know my heart. Why God put the clear? He know my heart. He knows that I really want. You better believe that. Be careful what you admit to what God knows about you. God knows everything. Hallelujah. He knows everything. Now, what about this unique calling, the gift to serve others and to sing or to preach or to be a missionary? 10 years ago, there was a stirring up on the inside of me. Nobody believed it. Nobody understood it. Nobody would really confirm it. Now, I bless the Lord that everyone under the sound of my voice understood it. Regardless of what they understand and what they understood then, they believed in whatever God was doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Amen? Hallelujah. But then you got a certain type of discouragement. Tragedy happens in your life. Things begin to happen around you. Manipulation begins to happen, even in your family. Amen. Even right now today, we experience families where we believe that they should be on your side. Amen. But some kind of way, some kind of another, the enemy crept in. Come on, come on, come on. I know I ain't by myself today. Somebody has let me down or something went wrong in church. And then you try to think twice about it. But somebody crucifies you or somebody criticized you. And he criticized the dreams or soon the dreams that you had became to be a thought and you're calling it and you really wasn't understanding what this dream or this thought was because somebody told you what you were dreaming or what you were thinking was not of God, it was what you wanted. Bam, you just got ripped off. You just let the enemy come in. Because if you are a child of God, he's giving you visions, he's giving you gifts, he's giving you thoughts, he's allowing you to see some things. Why can't you believe these are the visions of the Lord? versus somebody telling you, girl, God ain't in it. Watch out. We allow ourselves to get ripped off. But I came to tell you, you need to go back and get your billions. For you to be rich individuals in God. According to my riches and my glory, God said. My riches, my glory. I like being rich. I like knowing that there's a mansion prepared just for me, this house, this holy being. I would love to believe in that. Versus for me to be miserable all the days, tormented. Why? Because I allowed somebody to come into my area. Boy, to live with me is something else. Bless the Lord for you, Deacon McCray, man. Because it takes something to be in a house with somebody that just ain't going to bend, ain't going to bar, ain't going to worry about it, they ain't going to do anything except what's right in God's sight. That takes some type of discipline, some type of structure, some type of understanding, some type of commitment. Anybody committed today? Hallelujah. Are you on fire today? That can't use you lukewarm. Amen. You either hot or you cold, but you can't be in between. Hallelujah. Home burglaries. Has anyone ever personally experienced a home burglary? Can you imagine if they're breaking in? I'm not talking about because you're just so big and bad, but can you imagine being home peaceful and all of a sudden you can actually watch an individual coming through your door or your window? See, the enemy does that. You can't see him. He creep right on in. You can't see him. I can hear prophetess right now how the enemy comes in suddenly. You really don't know that he's there, but you're watching him. You're seeing that he's coming in. You're not sure what he's doing, but he's taking his time. Taking off the window screen, unscrewing the lugs in the window, popping the lock. You're watching this happen. What you mean I'm watching this happen? Children start disrespecting you real easy. Don't say that to me. Not me. Then before they start telling you to shut up, they start telling you to kiss the derriere. Then when they start telling you to kiss the derriere, they tell you to off. But you saw this happening. You saw the enemy coming in. Why do Christian couples and families have so much trouble? Anybody? Satan fully intends to destroy your marriages, your relationships with your family, your individual relationships with others outside your family, your job. And this is the reality of spiritual warfare. Anybody ever tell you to shut up and pray? Spiritual warfare. Tell your neighbor I can't get my billions back. Hallelujah. Now, why is Satan so intended on breaking up families and churches? Because they reflect the nature of God. If he don't see no God in it, he ain't bothered with it. Anybody got that? I tell you, I'm always in a fight. Every time I turn around, something going on with Pastor. You better believe it because I got something he wants. Well, my life is peachy. I didn't have any problems. I'm always... I think you better reassess yourself. The Bible tells me that if I don't judge myself, I won't be judged harshly when I descend. Amen? So I need to check because if I ain't got nothing he wants, yeah, I ain't doing what God need me to do. Faith is a constant battle, amen? He is constantly ripping us off. But the sad part about it is we're allowing him to come in. Oh. If y'all didn't get there, y'all get there on the way home. The story in 1 Samuel of David and Ziklag. David's family is gone, and everything is lost. I believe we preached about this a few years ago. And everything is lost, and the men turned on them in natural anger. Why? Because they went out to battle. They followed David. They believed in David. They knew that David was their king. They knew that they could walk through anything with David, and David would be victorious because David said the Lord said. But when they got back, that existing king had already wiped out everything in their land and took women and children with them. The men thought the women and children were destroyed, but they were still alive. Back in the days that the priest only put over the ephod over them and prayed, but David took the ephod from the priest and said, I'm going in the front of my father on my own right now. I'm going into prayer. And I'm going to need God to tell me some things and how we're going to be able to retaliate. Now, I need you to understand, these men at this point didn't want to do nothing with David. Some people in your family at this point, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. Because now they look at you as a troublemaker. I'm speaking to somebody. Speak, Holy Spirit. Why? Because they were on your side, but because they loved so much and because things begin to happen that was out of their control and now that everything is gone, they're mad at you. But now you're being faithful and you're still going before God and you're like David and you put on the ephod. God said, I need you to go head on and take them. Go this way. Come on. Amen? Here it is, comes this wonderful phrase. In 1 Samuel 30:6, David was now in serious trouble because his men were very bitter about losing their wives and their children. And they began to talk about stoning David. But David found strength in the Lord. Amen? Then David asked, amen, in verse 8 of Samuel, amen, David asked the Lord, should I chase them? Will I catch them? I don't know how long ago it's been since they destroyed our camp, but if I go after them, will I catch them? Anybody ever said, child, they broke in my house, but if I find them? Listen. If I find them, and the Lord told him, yes, go after them, you will surely recover everything that was taken from you. So in verse 9, David and 600 of his men sent out. Anybody ready to go with me? Because I'm going to get my stuff back. Amen? Amen, baby. I'm going to get my stuff back. Everything that the enemy thought he was big and bad enough to do, I'm big and bad enough to take it back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So then the Egyptians led them through Amalekite, amen, and their encampment. But when David and his men arrived, the Amalekites, amen, were spreading out across the field. They were eating, they was drinking, they was dancing, they was having all this joy. You ever walked up on somebody and they didn't know you was coming? Oh, you was bad when you ain't know I was coming. You was talking all kinds of smack. But when we get here, hallelujah, we're talking about with the strength of God. When we arrive, it's going to be trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. None of the Amalekites expected 400 young men who fled from Camel, and David took back everything that the Amalekites had taken. You mean to tell me I got that kind of strength and power that I can just go after what the enemy has taken from me? I got that kind of strength? Ask yourself that. I have that kind of power. I have enough word in me that when the enemy rises up, I'm able to speak to him. Huh? Christ spoke to the water and said, peace be still. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't shout. He just spoke, peace be still. And so it was so. You mean to tell me I house that type of spirit of God on the inside of me? Yes. He had rescued his two wives, and nothing was missing, small or great, sons or daughters. Nothing nor anything else that had been taken. And David brought everything back, and his troops rounded around the flock and the herds and the doves. Amen. Was everywhere. They were celebrating, and these all belonged to David as his reward, they said. Everything. He walked right up in your camp. You wasn't even home, or you wasn't even looking. He walked right up in your house, threw a stone, and turned everything upside down. I sent out a video last night where I saw this woman, amen, that she was on drugs, and I said, pray, saints. I sent it to a few of you all in Facebook. She was turning over everything. The store owner wasn't even there. She was on drugs, she was in the news, and she was just out of her mind and just flipping everything. The enemy will come up when you're not even there or paying attention that he's around and flip everything up. Tear up your whole environment. Why? Because I ain't shutting up and praying. Bet you gonna pray today. Bible says, cast all your cares unto me. I bet you're going to start cashing all your gas. Because you don't want your environment to be tore up. Amen? I love the way God puts things together. He never sleeps nor slumber. He's always on time. Hallelujah. Now, why am I telling you about this story today? Because the moment came when David and his men chose to give up and go after they stolen property. It's going to be an enlightenment in your life where you're going to decide what is right and what is wrong. There's no longer a chance to take where we're passive, where we're quiet, where we're slowful. It's going to be an enlightenment that, you know what? Time out. This game ain't running fair. The enemy versus righteous. The devil versus Jesus. Now, I believe that the righteous and Jesus should be bigger than, the team should be bigger than the enemy. So it shouldn't be any defeat. But the game still has to happen. Somebody still got to play the game. Somebody got to be the willing vessel on the right team to make the right pass and the right catch. Are you willing to be that team player? Me, myself, I like to be the quarterback. I'm just saying. I want to take a higher position. If I can't be the quarterback, I want to be the coach. Why? Because if you seek after the greater things in God, he will surely reward you with them. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I don't want to be looking. I want to be a part of the game. Amen? Anybody there today? To be a part of the game is to actually ask God to do the work for you. To be a part of the game is to actually say, Lord, I need you. God, I trust you. Lord God, whatever it is, though you pray, I will still trust you. To be a part of that type of game, you better let go of everything, all the other praise that you remember when you was in the world. That was my only survival, the way I used to be, the way I manipulate things, the way I pretend I don't know things. This is the way I survive. You mean to tell me I got to forget about all that? And play according to this here. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Your game plan is already written out. Your life is already stated to you. But it's up for us to actually get rid of the old notes and start reading some new notes. Strategizing what God has for you. If you strategize what God has already put before you, you will surely win the game. I can't encourage you like the coach on the sideline. You can do it. Huh? Don't go to this one, because that's the enemy team. Don't talk about that one, because he's on the fence. So he don't really, let me tell you something, people. People that are on the fence of God are the most dangerous people in the whole world. Because you don't know which side of the fence they're going to fall on. And now that you have relinquished all of your praise, play by play, what you going to do, how you going to do it, if you decide to go on the other team, they already know about what you're getting ready to do. So they're going to set you up. Anybody ever watch football? I know you have, son. And they're on the sidelines and they're talking, but the coach is like this. Everybody else can hear them, but everybody really on the other side can't really tell what he's really saying to the people right there in front of them. Huh? Why? Because certain things the enemy don't even know about you, so shut up. Because he's reading your lips. He's not just reading your lips. He's hearing your play-by-play-by-play, and he knows how to manipulate you. My God. Today we need to say, wait a minute. Say that to me, wait a minute. I'm not giving up on my calling. I'm not giving up my sons and daughters, my wife, my husband, my friends, my family, my potential life. Satan has no feelings or sympathy for me. And if I don't resist him, he'll rip me off. It's good to be able to tell these people, I know if I don't give up all of what I got, you're going to rip me off. I don't mean to put you in front of you, but Daddy, I remember you and I was having this conversation. Don't get caught off guard. Remember that? Others are watching you and they're looking up to you, but if you get caught off guard, the enemy is going to come in, use who he may, and manipulate your situation, amen? And now nobody can see God. That's how the enemy works. He tried me daily. He even tried me this morning. Dealing in my own house, so he would test you. But now if you're speaking right, you're saying what's right, you're standing fast and what's right, you go away. Anybody ready to speak to your situation? Anybody ready to tell the devil to kick rocks? Hallelujah. 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 Let me let you know something, that Jesus can revive your fire. He can renew your relationships. Your call can bloom again. You can recover the faith that Satan has stole from you. God can revive faith in our souls if we ask him. He will bring back faith towards his word for you. Amen? Romans 10:17 and 17 says, "But then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The only question is, do you believe that God will recover all of your stolen property, or do you think your situation is impossible? Anybody believe today? Do you believe that God can restore everything that the King of Bones have torn down? Hallelujah. Behold, I have made heaven and earth by the great power and the outreach of the arms. There is nothing too hard for thee, and there is nothing too hard for thee to do. Nothing is impossible in the things of God. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. Nothing goes away. Everything can be achieved. Can't even take back my billions, because see, I'm rich. I don't know about you. Enemy said, well, you know what? She don't need a house. He gave me back a house. Say, you know what? I let the enemy come in and take one husband and gave me back another husband. He said, you know what, you don't need children, but God restored my relationship with my children. He said, you don't need a mother, but I have many mothers in the spiritual realm, amen? He said, you don't need sisters, you don't need brothers, but oh my God, I got so many I can't even count on 2 hands. God will restore everything that you allow the enemy to come in. See, that's the first thing we need to understand, that we make the decision when the enemy comes in. Now, he will track you, but ultimately, the decision is yours. Amen? Ultimately, the decision is yours. Whatever the enemy has taken from you is your decision to get it back. It's your decision to move away from it. It is always your decision, because that man that's dressed up in that tuxedo, amen, just your visual, your image of him, is not allowing himself to force himself on you. He's not a rapist. He's not a manipulator. It is what it is. You're going to get just what you asked for. You want righteousness, you want holiness, you're going to get it. Just what you asked for. You want a good, clean life, you're going to get it. But the enemy sees value in you. You're worth billions. You're worth things that we can't even count. Your spirit, man, is worth more than anything. And if you don't have that, then you're not going to have no trouble. But because you have the Spirit of God, you got trouble on your hands. Huh? Anybody understanding that today? Hallelujah. Never ask yourself again, why is everything so hard? Why are all these things happening? It's because of who you are. And the enemy is doing just what he was created to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. I hear that little man in my head now, get your billions back, America! Come on, saint. We came to get our blessings back, amen? We came to, anybody with me today? Come on. It ain't that cold in here today, is it? Oh. Well, we should be all loosened up. We came to get it back. Can I get some worship in here? I need some worship right now. Amen? I need you to find yourself asking God for everything that you believe that he is going to restore, be it relationships, children, family, jobs, friendships, whatever it is that you need from God. I don't even want you to stay, and I just want you to stay right where you are and meditate on God. He's in this place. His presence is so sweet right now. He is just so sweet. Hallelujah. I really want you to talk to God right now. Sincerely talk to God. You've lost so much. So many things have happened to you, and you just don't know which way to go anymore. You just don't know how it can work itself out. You just don't understand. But I need you to know that God is able. Teachers in school were always giving you a hard time. They really don't understand that you didn't understand how to do the work. You couldn't keep up with the other kids, but God is able. Come on, children. I need you to close your eyes. Are you paying attention to me, children? I need you to close your eyes and pray. That goes for you, too. Close your eyes. Now just talk to God. Just talk to God. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want to do. Yeah. Hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. And he wants to restore everything that belongs to him. He wants to encourage your heart. He wants to strengthen you all the more. He wants to give you back everything that the enemy has taken from you. Hallelujah. He wants you to have everything that is dedicated for you. This is about you right now. It's not about your neighbor. This is not about your children. It's not about your family. This is all about you. God is able. God is able. God is able. He will restore everything. God is able. He already working it out. All we got to do is just get out of the way. That's all we got to do, saints. Amen? He's already making a way out of no way. He's already making a way out of no way. I just need you to picture yourself bombarding heaven's doors and banging on the doors until somebody answers. Just picture yourself doing that. Jesus, you just need to be just that desperate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. God, we thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus, the great I am, Jesus. The way maker, Jesus. The healer, Jesus. The provider, Jesus. The lily of the valley. My living water. My restoration. My thirst quencher. My everything. My everything, my everything, my everything. Jesus, you're able, Jesus. My everything. Jesus, we cast all our cares unto you. My everything. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Everything, Jesus. Well, God, we cast everything unto you, Father, because you're faithful and you're just. Your word said that we come to you with a clean heart, sincere and pure, God. Hallelujah, that you'll hear our cry. And Father, as we pray our prayers, oh God, and they're reaching heaven's door, oh God, as David said when he was running from his captors, God, make haste and come to our rescue. And God, we're believing that you're delivering us from all of these things right now, God. And we believe that you're answering all of our prayers, Jesus. And we seal them together. And we all say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand to your feet. Stand to your feet for a while. For someone that you didn't wake up in their household today or you don't normally see on a regular basis, just go to them and greet them and tell them how much you love them and that God is able. You didn't wake up in his household today. Amen. God is able. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hear the voice. Hallelujah. 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 When we open up ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to just take root. Amen. As He begins to use each and every one of us as His vessel. Amen. God is able. He can destroy every yoke, every vain imagination, every principality, every ruler of darkness. God is able. Amen. At this time, I'll turn the services back into the hand of Minister Javillion. For those of you that know the words of prayer, continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're still in church, saints. Thank you, Lord. We bless each and every one of your callers, and we ask that you continue to pray our strength in the Lord as we continue to pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen.